بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Before starting the Quran Sharif, we are required and Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. When you read the Quran Sharif, you seek protection from what Allah Ta'ala, from Shaytan the accursed. So in this we are taught that whenever we read the Quran, which is the practice of all the Muslims, first we read A'udhu Billah Isti'adha. We seek Allah's protection because we are going to be reading this great wonderful Kalam, the speech of Allah, which is a sifat, a quality of Allah, which Allah has blessed us with through Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, so that we don't have any interference from Shaytan, that in our thoughts, in anything, that it must remain completely pure, our tilawat. So we seek the protection of Allah Ta'ala, because Shaytan wants to influence us and destroy our good in every way, in whichever way he can, he wants to destroy us. So it is also the great mercy of Allah that he has taught us this isti'adha, how to take our protection when we are going to be in the total mercy of Allah when we are reciting Quran Sharif. A'udhu is a verb in Arabic which presently and for the future we are seeking protection. And this protection billah, we are seeking protection with Allah Ta'ala, the protection of Allah Ta'ala. And this A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, besides when recitation of Quran Sharif, it also has been narrated, it is one of the greatest means when Shaitan attacks us with wasawis, with strange thoughts, with evil thoughts that come to us. One great, great power that Allah has given us is to be at that time also that we just recite A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. The desire of committing any guna, or when we get lazy for ibadat, etc., where it is Shaitan who instigates us and makes us lazy for ibadat, but makes us turn towards guna and sin. So we take the protection. Allah has made it so easy. Shaitan directly, we can never fight him. He will overpower us. We must take the help of Allah. Allah will sort him out. A beautiful example is given. If a person has got a very vicious dog as his security, and we go there and we try and fight the dog and get to the master, get into the house, that dog will tear us to pieces. But we just get the attention of the master, and he will just make a sign to the dog. He'll just look at the dog and the dog will put its tail between its legs and go away. Like that, Allah needs no dogs, but Allah has tested us by putting Shaitan who will want to interfere with us. So we cannot fight Shaitan directly ourselves. We just get the attention of Allah. And once Allah is there on our side, Shaitan cannot harm us at all. So this protection with Allah. Allah is the absolute. And the whole Quran Sharif, right through from A'udhu, from Bismillah, from Alhamdulillah, right through, tells us who Allah is, that great absolute being who has got all power, who does as he pleases. Nobody can interfere with Allah. The whole creation all together can do nothing to Allah Ta'ala. Allah is that absolute being. So we are taking his protection from Shaytan, minash Shaytan. Shaytan is a jinn. He was not a farishta. He is not a farishta. He was a jinn. But he had made Allah's ibadat so much that Allah gave him the honor to stay with the farishta. And his name also then was like the name of the farishtas, Azazil. Like the farishtas, Jibreel, Mikael, Israfil. Allah had given him this honor. And ulama have written that he had three ayns in him. He had the ayn of ibadat. He was an abid of Allah. It is said that there wasn't a span of hand on the earth where he did not make sajda to Allah Ta'ala. So much of ibadah. He was an alim. in a sense that he knew the shariats of all the Anbiya, the fine print of the shariats of all the Anbiya. So much shaitan knew. He was an arif. He recognized Allah to this extent that when Allah was very angry with him and he refused to make sajda, he refused to obey the command of Allah to make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. At that time he made dua and he knew Allah will accept my dua, that give me life till Qiyamah. Give me life right through till the end. And at that time, so Allah Ta'ala, Allah is that being that Allah's anger cannot control Allah. Allah is absolute. Even his anger, our anger controls us. When anger overtakes us, we are overtaken by anger. But Allah is that absolute being that even anger does not overtake Allah, and Allah accepted his dua. Ulama says, he told Allah Ta'ala, anzirni ila yawmi yub'athun. Give me life till the day of resurrection. Allah granted it to him. It was in the system of Allah that there was going to be a test for us. And ulama say, had he had said at that time, instead of anzirni ila yawmi yub'athun, unzur ilayya, have mercy on me. I made a mistake, forgive me. He should have been forgiven. But he rather asked that he wants to live till the day of Qiyamah. And he said that he wants to misguide the people. He'll come from the right, from the left, from the top, from the bottom, from all sides. So Allah had made this a test for us. Had that shaitan, some people believe that Allah is the God of good and shaitan is the God of evil. Na'uzu billah, shaitan is no God whatsoever. He has got no power. It is only what Allah allows him. And Allah made this test. If it wasn't, and everyone should just obey Allah, there should have been no test. So, hadaynahu najdain, we have shown man both the paths. The path that will lead to Allah and the path that will lead to shaitan in Jahannam. And now Allah gave us a choice, which path we want to take. So this test Allah has put for us. So shaitan is that jinn that Allah has given this power and is continuously trying to mislead us all the time. And he did not have one ayn, and that was the ayn of ashiq. He was not an ashiq, a lover of Allah Ta'ala. Had he been an ashiq of Allah, he should not have followed his brains, and then his pride should not have stopped him from fulfilling the command of Allah Ta'ala. He lacked that. So this is a thing that we have to have, the love of Allah, that whether a command of Allah makes sense to us or not, it is the command of my beloved and I am going to do it. That is what we have to have. So shaitan, his pride, it was stopped him from fulfilling the command of Allah Ta'ala. And then he became ar-rajim, the accursed. And when he became accursed, the jealousy came in him. That because of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he did not fulfill the command of Allah of making sajda to him, so he became accursed. And now this jealousy that when because of Adam alayhi salam, I've been ejected from Jannah and I've been cursed by Allah Ta'ala, I will make every effort of mine to mislead his progeny also. So now it was the hasad and jealousy of Adam Ali or of shaitan that he became like this. So we seek protection with Allah Ta'ala from this shaitan that is there and is a jinn, and jinns can take on different forms also. And in a very subtle way they come to us that we don't know also. But we don't have to worry, we got Allah on our side and Allah has given us this great formula of A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. We should not think of it of something light or small. It is a great, great power that Allah has given us, and we get the direct help of Allah Ta'ala with this great formula, with this A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. So whenever we read Quran Sharif, we should read this. If we have to stop in between, screen for some reason, then close the Quran. Whatever we want to do, do it. When we start reading, at least read again, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. And if we can, we do, read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim also. And whenever wasawis, evil thoughts, temptation of guna come to us, we should also read, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. May Allah give us all tawfiq.